Okay. This is the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. You'll have to excuse me. I don't know what's going on. Voice isn't perfect. But maybe I'll be better tomorrow. It's just coming and going. I'm gonna start taking antibiotics. We'll see what happens. Anyway, to catch up. Basically, they had the fight. Henry, basically, he got into a fight with Henry, and he threw a, basically, they gave me several choices during that fight.
Yeah.
He threw a EMP stun over Henry, and it went off right behind where his little deal is right there that controls all his abilities, his strength and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it basically numbed him out and made him, like, useless. So, then she saw them fighting and she used her magic, like, power, mutant power, ability, whatever, to throw both of them, like, with her mind. And it weakened her. So, they had to, so he basically cut a deal with Henry and said, look, she needs to go to a doctor. And Henry said, okay. So they went and they met the doctor. And the doctor immediately did some work on her and said, she'll be right. She'll be all right. But we have to go. We have to wait for the morning, you know. So everybody went to sleep. I went down and talked to Henry for a little bit. Got some information from Henry.
Yeah.
Got Henry's trust on my side. And now all of us are going down to eat. Yeah, it's just down this way. Just follow the alley. You can't miss it. What's it called again? Just look for a sign that says berries. Do you hear that? Hear what? You stop for a moment and listen. Around the corner, you can hear commotion overtaking the regular morning traffic. It's coming from down this way. Whoa, looks like some kind of protest or something. Must be Tuesday. Good for us, though. No one would care about some quiet people in the back. Is this the place? Like I said, a dive. Grub's cheap. Cops hate it. Perfect for us. So we just sit anywhere? Yeah. If you wait for one of the waiters to seat you, we'll be here forever. When you said dive, I expected worse. You know, few flowers in this place wouldn't be half bad. I don't think flowers are in the cards here. Also, Henry, do we have any money or anything? I promise to pay you back. Don't expect me to be covering your tab, ghost. That's fine, I got yours. Don't sweat it. Look here. Hey, stop. This isn't the place. If you're gonna fight, don't make it about something like the check, okay? Ugh. Fine. Thank you, Grim. Don't mention it. At least not until you don't get food poisoning. Sorry. Thanks, Ghost. See, that's not so hard. We're all getting along now. Welcome to Berries. What do you want? Shit, you scared me. Uh-huh, so what do you want? Coffee? No, anything but coffee. I'll just have bacon and eggs, I guess? Sure thing, Toots. For you? 8 eggs over easy, 10 pancakes, 2 sides of sausages and bacon, and throwing an orange for good measure. He's having a goddamn continental breakfast over here, folks. I think I may take that back that offer to pay now. I'll get you back sometime, I promise. For you? Same as her. What's with the flakes out there? Ah, I think that Milcher law passed or something. I don't know, but they're pissed about it. Anything else, sugar? Nah, just the food.
Thanks, sugar tits.
So, Proposition 1019 passed. Also, we're in Chapter 4 now. Which one was that again? The one that says I need permission to have kids. It gets worse every day. Gloria! It's not like I was planning on kids anytime soon anyway. It's fine. Perform perimeter sweep. Shouldn't they be outside with a protest? LAPD, they're nothing if not proactive. It's a standard trouble scan. Stay calm. The problem is that Gloria here has designated trouble. I'll cause a distraction. As soon as I do, grab her and run out the back. Wait. Begins to grimace. Gloria, stop! Aw, shit! Okay, neat trick. But facial recognition will spot you. Don't let it get a good look. She's disguising herself. That's cool.
Yeah.
Act casual. Easy now. Remain calm. This is a standard security suite. So, did you catch the game? Oh, yeah, when the Expos beat the Raptors by a touchdown? Incredible. Yeah, I couldn't believe. Okay, enough of that. It's gone. That's kind of embarrassing, Henry. He should have known better than to ask me to lie. Noted for the future. Are more going to show? I don't think we're going to be so lucky next time. Standard sweeps are every hour in a situation like this, so we have some time to figure it out. But we still have this protest going on in the neighborhood. Hard to control a situation like that. Back to Dr. Hamilton? We're just buying time at best. We need out of the area. Don't professional kidnappers like you have a safe time for houses? A safe house for times like this? No, it's not like that. I'd usually drop you off to my... What? I know where we can go, but she's gonna kill me. Who? One second. Henry, what's wrong? It's nothing. It's not a nothing face, Biggs. I said it's nothing. I worry about you, remember? Just give me a second. I need to hit the head before the food gets here. Of course. It took me 3 years before I figured out what he meant by saying that. The head? Yeah, military slang. It sticks. You military before you became all ghosty? Yeah, look, I have some questions. You probably do too. I do, but you go first. So these powers you have, how do they work? Well, you just came out with it, huh? Yeah. Fair enough, I don't really know how they work. It just happens. I figured she's gonna say that. It started a few years ago. I was listening to some music and suddenly, Donut moved. Donut? Sorry, my bear. Had it since I was a kid and Mom gave it to me. I thought he moved on its own. On his own, some kind of cheap horror movie, you know? Anyway, after a while, I figured out I did it. Following that, I started moving little things around. It was sort of fun, but then... Have you ever used it like you did last night? Once or twice, I can't really remember when it happens like that. That has to be terrifying. Of course it is. You know what it's like waking up not knowing if you hurt people? You are protecting yourself. Yeah, I know, but I never wanted to hurt anybody. Sorry, I won't press the matter. This may sound strange, but I think I saw you in my dreams. A red hallway filled with death and pain. You could put it that way. You were in a panic. You and a woman. Also, yes, she cares for you. Well, 2 out of 3. And you were there with my mom. When she died, I was. I'm sorry. I don't understand, though. I've had these dreams for years. Why are we seeing each other now? I was hoping you could answer that. Shakes her head. Remember how I said we might have a place to go? Yeah? And that she may not be too happy about this? Yeah? So that friend is Ellen Lane. I think we're past the point of you lying to get me to go home with you. What? No, I've been friends with Ellen for a while now. Uh-huh. Pulled the other one. I'm serious. So prove it. How am I supposed to do that? Huh, good point. Tell me something only a friend of hers would know. Well, she hates your dad. Easy guess. Not a guess. She says this job was personal. I had to check your last name twice before I put 2 and 2 together. Still, that's a shame. A shame? I don't know. Ellen was discovered by my mom back when I was a kid. Heck, Ellen was probably tougher younger than I am now. But I know your dad screwed her over. Yeah, Dad changed after Mom died, and Ellen suffered for it. I still don't know all the details. You never asked her? No, and Dad? I can see it in your eyes that you're telling the truth. You really do know her. I said I did. How did you meet? I have so many questions. Like, does she still play the guitar all the time? I loved it when she did that. Not sure about that, actually. Does she still sing on the balcony? But seriously, how did you meet? She's my fixer. She's your what? She's like a go-between, between a client and myself. Fixers get the jobs, then they dish them out to guys like me. Wow, so she's like a rock and roll spy? Yeah, it's not as glamorous as you'd think. You seem excited. Henry, he knows Ellen. So I heard. So, Ghost, what now? Now I make a call, then we eat. You can listen in all you want. Just want to secure a place to lay low. Go ahead.
What's the Venus said? Let's watch that first.
Hold on before they fuck us. Huh? May as well. Prepare for the ultimate companion. Succulent breast technology. Size of breast may result in balance issues. Please inquire on purchase. Gotta ask Phil about that one. Rectum is fully designed for intense stimulation in any area. Oh. Make her your princess. Prolonged princess mode may cause social disorders in user. Or make her your slut. Punishment of companion is allowed. Just avoid fire. Venus. 4.0. A Volstock product. Wow.
Okay.
Soon, gentlemen. Wow, they are pulling out all the stops on this one. Soon enough. Betty is going to make a fucking fortune. Let's not waste any more time. Ellen is going to lose her top. Grim, what the fuck are you doing? Come on, Ellen, wake up. Ah, Grim, the fuck is wrong with you? Good morning to you, too. Good morning, I have a shitload of questions here. One, why the fuck are you calling for business on an unregistered number? Two, where the fuck are you? People are worried sick. And three, where's Gloria? Is she okay? One, I think Sam might be compromised. So I called from here. Two, I'm in a bar. Three, Gloria and her bodyguard are about 20 feet away from me inside of said bar. And four, you miscounted. She's fine. You're what? You were supposed to take her to Baynard, you moron. Are you Spectrum or something? Get her there before the police. No. Fuck you, Grim. Even if this wouldn't tank my fucking rep and yours, worse than it fucking already is, if the cops find her, she's going to fucking jail. Ellen, wait. You should know her dad isn't going to pay more than Baynard for, you idiot. Ellen, stop. Listen for a minute. 1 minute. That's it. I don't know what Baynard told you, but they aren't looking to help her. That whole cure thing is a cover. She's no cure. She's a weapon. The fuck are you talking about? I know that girl. She's no fucking weapon. Trust me, Ellen. It'll all make sense when I show you. Don't see how. In person. Fine. You can't come here, though. No shit. I have a better idea. You remember that loft you practiced in? Yeah, Thor left me the key. That place is a dump. Yeah, you told me the paparazzi don't even know about it. Meet us there. No tech. And make sure you aren't followed. This is fucking crazy. Ellen, please. If this wasn't Gloria, I'd have fucking called you in by now. I hope you know that. I know. I'll meet you there. Thanks. Yeah, yeah. Alright. Problem solved. Or made more complicated. Depends how I look at it. After some time eating. This is sounding more like a riot than a protest. It's probably best to get back to your friend now. Agreed, let's not hang around. Cracks of weapon fire go off in the distance, followed by panic commotion. Henry? Fuck me, come on, hurry. Jesus, fuck, out of the way. Breathes heavily as she passes. Oh my god. It looks like your friend may have her work cut out for her today. And we don't want her to be there when she does. Come on. Come on, Gloria, it'll be fine. What the hell, why are you not open? Come on, around back. We have no help. We have to help these people. We can't do anything for them. Shit, come on. Follow me. Come on, Katie. Open up. Something's not right. Sam, override the door. Unlocking the door, sir. Oh, no. Fuck. Stupid. So fucking stupid. Careful. Whoever did this may still be in here. They bugged her. I should have been more careful. There was no bug, trust me. Static plays across all the monitors. Katie, what did I get you into? Henry, what's going on? Quiet, stay by the door, don't say a word. But, I said, by the door. I'll check out front. Do it, I got upstairs. It's too quiet. This better not be you, Sonya. Lights out, Lord. Fuck you, asshole. You grab his gun and begin to rip it away. Ah! Henry, behind you. Oh, shit. Swinging a sledgehammer fist behind him, he brings his full force to the second ghost. Ugh! How the fuck did you know to find us here? Ah, I'm not telling you shit. And where is she? Grim, he has a knife. The gun slams into his helmet, knocking the ghost out cold. Are you okay? Yeah, how about you? I'm just glad I didn't kill them. Henry, where is she? I don't know, little one. Her glasses. Here. Thanks. We need to find her, Henry. She may still be here. Thinking the same, we should look. A knock is heard over the static of the monitors in the back room. Did you hear that? I sure did. It came from in here. Katie, you back there? It's locked. Sam, bypass the door. Sam? Trying, sir. It would appear it is a structural issue. The door is offline. Give me a second. By all means. Come on, you bastard! The door rips to the side with a screeching sound, revealing Katie bound and gagged on the floor beyond.
Oh, yeah.
Katie! I gotcha. Did they hurt you? No, not really. I should never have brought you into this. You needed my help. Here, let's get you up. Doctor, you okay? Yeah, wonderful. I like getting bound and gagged for fun. Just makes my day. And forget I said that. I need to learn not to talk when I'm stressed. Here, your glasses. Thanks. You look a little shook up there, Dr. Hamilton. Take it slow for a second. I'll be fine. I think I might be getting used to this ghost stuff. Now that's a terrifying thought. Henry, this is our fault this time. Don't say it isn't. It's not. Of course it is. The doc was almost killed because of us. Because of me. We'll talk about this later. Grim, what was this? How did they find me? I don't know. I thought it was bug, but the big guy here says it's not. How would he know that? He can explain that to you later. Problem is, they're aware that you know about Gloria. So what do? You run. Do you have friends off the grid anywhere? Out of the city, maybe? I can't leave. This place is my whole life. Be understanding or be blunt?
Be
blunt.
I guess. Or understanding, maybe? I don't know.
Katie, it's not safe for you here. You don't know what you're asking, Grim. This clinic is just not just something I do. It's who I am. I understand. No, you don't. You can't. You don't really know me, Grim. And people count on me around here. My patients can't afford anywhere else. The place will still be here, Katie. Is there anyone else who can care for your patients? Carazon NP. She can do the basics at least. Perfect. So you agree you can go for a while? God damn it, Grim. I wish you weren't right. As do I, but it's temporary. I hope so. I don't know who I'd be without. But where would I even go? Not to interrupt or anything, but what about the two guys over there? She's right, we don't have time. Katie, get your things, then we can discuss this outside. Holy, Henry, this is neat. Yeah, it's my baby. Where did you get it? Down south, far south. Hey, Ghost, your friend looks ready. So, Grim, tell me, where are we supposed to go? I have cash. She can head north a couple of blocks. Small motel there. Barely a grid presence. Cash? Do places still take that stuff? The right kind of places do. Great. Why can't I go with you? Katie, we're the only ones they care about finding. It's safer for you this way. God damn it, Grim. You make me leave my clinic. Then you ditch me and say it's for my own good? Yeah, that's precisely what I'm doing. I'm not arguing with you on this. Fuck you, Grim. It's not right. Hey, I'm sorry, but this is for the best. What, leaving me in some dingy motel? Sounds wonderful. It's only temporary. You'll be back here in no time. I hope so, Grim. She's not happy. Tell me about it. She said fuck you to me. I've never heard her say that. She will understand after all this. Everyone in. First we drop off Katie, and then we go lay low for a while. Wonderful. This is a work of art right here. Well, fuck me sideways. You idiots made a hell of a mess of the place. How'd you even know to come here? I had a spike into the city cameras. Thought it would be smart to keep an eye on any ghost-friendly doctors. Don't act like you didn't get lucky. Your husband seemed pretty tight with the doc, if you know what I mean. Why the fuck should I care? How are your buddies doing? They're still breathing. Lucky them. Wake one of them up, Tex. Christ, Sonya, enough with that Tex bullshit. It's Charlie. I'm not even from Texas. I'm from Vermont. Whatever, Tex, you dress like a gay porn cowboy. You get the nickname. Now I got the one on the table. Why didn't you call us in? What the fuck? We did. We had the doctor gagged in the back waiting for you. Your excuse is the call didn't go through? We were about to call. You tried to cut us out. That was fucking dumb. But what really pisses me off is that you attacked a doc. They're off limits. We didn't hurt her, just roughed her up a little bit and put her in the back. Just tell me what the fuck happened. Grim was here, but he wasn't alone. That fucking monster Charlie tipped us off about. He was here too. The fuck you say they were working together? Looks like it. Had each other's back and everything. The mark was with them. Wait, why the hell would this bodyguard guy be working with the ghost to bring the target in? How the fuck should I know? Out of the way, shithead. The grown-ups need a heart-to-heart. Not now, Tex. Yeah, now. Over here. Look, Grim's a damn legend. He saved my ass more than once. You asking my permission to fuck him? But you and I know he's been off his game lately. It'd be nice to let him have a win. So he got one. Throw him a party tomorrow. Drinks are on you. What I'm getting at, this doesn't make any sense. Him stopping here with a girl? Why are we even talking about this? Mark's lost. He's probably at Baynard as we speak. I don't think so. The youngin' say he was working with that beast, Gibson. What are you getting at? He's not going to Baynard. He's gone native. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. This is gonna be a clusterfuck, so I need to know where we stand. Right the fuck here. We're a team now, Sonya. Like I said, Grim is a good man, so I can understand wanting to give him a head start. But if he becomes the target, you have to know. You tip him off, slow us down, or hold back, you'll catch a bullet just before he does. We clear? Yeah, perfectly clear, Tex. And if you threaten me again, I'll shove Stella so far up your ass she'll be coughing bullets. Fuck, I miss working with you. Yeah, you too, buddy. Not like it matters. There's no way that Grim went native. Trust me, we'll be getting the message that the contract was pulled any minute now. That happens, I'll be buying tonight. Ha! You're gonna regret that, Tex. It's not gonna happen, though. Then we haul his ass in and make him buy. Sounds good to me. An hour later, at Ellen's old studio. Okay, here we are. What is that smell? Stale beer, broken dreams, maybe an orgy, or... yeah. I think we fucked up on that one. We didn't get that one. Because we clicked off too fast. A little too much intel there, Ghost. Your friend didn't seem too pleased. I just hope she forgives me. Check this out. Ellen's mic. This is so cool. Gloria, that's not yours. Maybe you shouldn't touch it. Go ahead or leave it be.
Go ahead.
Don't listen to him. Go for it. Yeah, really? Woo! Can I sing? Singing on Ellen's mic? Prime.
Sounds like making noise, though. Not too loud.
Yeah, sure. Just not too loud. Wait, Gloria. Playing around is one thing, but is there something I should know? Don't listen to him. He's just a big baby. Gloria, I'm not a begging man, but please. I'm going to enjoy this. No, you will not. With a banshee's wail, Gloria shrieks into the mic. I will see you on the other side. Luckily for you both, the mic does not amplify the horror that emerges. Dang it, it's not plugged in. There is a god. Maybe the cord is around somewhere. Hold up. Gloria, maybe it's for the best. We don't want to announce our presence. Phooey. He has a point. You lucked out this time, Biggs. Yeah, I did. How is Ellen? I haven't seen her in... 5 years, I think. You took me to her last big concert. Don't remind me. Heh, not a fan? He doesn't like anything that's not a million years old. The girl had talent, don't get me wrong. Has, Henry. Has talent. Has, and my taste isn't that old-fashioned, is it? Ancient. Like, whoever heard of the Falcons or whatever? The Eagles and... Under Henry's immense weight, the chair buckles. When you're that much of a monster, chairs, tables, beds, anything but the floor is just gonna crumble. Ow. Henry, are you all right? I'm fine. Don't be too proud, Biggs. Come on up. Come on, up we go. Heh, need help? Nope, I got this. Phew, there we go. Not sure how much you contributed there. It's the effort that counts. He's just too proud to admit when he needs help. I won't argue with you there. Gibson, you sure you're okay? Just a bruised ego. You're ultra heavy, by the way. That was a workout. This is the life. Ellen really has it all. Not sure how much she'd agree with you. Wait. If that's what I think it is back there, I'm with the little one. What are you talking about? Behind you. Oh, shit. An actual pool table. Real balls and everything. None of that fake flashy crap. Not sure how flat it is, but yeah, one of Ellen's bandmates loved that old school shit. You play? I might.
Want a game?
Up for a game? If you don't mind me kicking your ass again, that is. Don't make me stick one of these pool cues up where the sun doesn't shine. Are you guys really about to fight about a silly game? It'll be less of a fight, more of a slaughter, if he's not too scared, that is. You have balls, Ghost. Stop talking and rack 'em. Your funeral. But at least they're not trying to kill each other, so that's a bonus. You say something, Gloria? Nope, just kick his ass, Henry. Hey, that's not fair. Why is that? Blatant favoritism. He's got his own cheer squad. Then again, he needs the home field advantage. Wow, you two don't stop. You're up. Let's see if you're as bad a shot with a cue as you are with a rifle. Time to lay down the pain. Boom. Nice. Not bad, Grim. You did embarrass yourself. Have to say you were better than I thought. Not saying much, but still. Haven't had that much fun since Guam. What just happened? Who won? No idea. Wasn't a standard set. All that trash talking and you don't even care? Sure we do. Men are just weird sometimes. It goes both ways. Ain't that the truth? Well, you had fun at least. Of course, the big guy had more finesse than I thought. He surprised me. He'll do that. First time I met him, he scared the crap out of me. I can imagine. But he's just a big softy at heart, you know? He's not a killer.
Yes, he is.
He might be a softy, but he'll always be dangerous. That's not fair. He tries not to be, and I'm glad for that. But it doesn't matter in the end. Henry's a good man, and a killer. Trust me, it takes one to know one. So if I think you're a killer, what does that say about me? I wish I knew. So I bet when you wake up this morning, you didn't think you'd end up here? When I woke up this morning, I thought you were coming to kill me. Killing you was never part of the plan. Hiding you? Well, that wasn't either. Life throws you for a loop sometimes. Well, what you did, it put things in perspective for me. That's a nice way of saying I scared the crap out of you. That too, but not for what you think. I was scared for you, but what you can do, a lot of people are going to want to use it. I barely even know what it is. Hey, cheer up. I think Ellen should be here soon. You're right. I shouldn't be all frowning when she gets here. One question, though. By the sounds of it, you could have gone and seen her whenever you wanted. Why didn't you? After everything that happened with my dad, the last thing she needed was someone to remind her of it. Well, she'll be here soon. Or not. Damn, Ellen, it's been hours. Where are you? Starting to think I was right about you trying to get me alone and all. You know Ellen, she's right behind you, Grim. Now what the fuck is going... Ellen! Holy shit, she's really here. Ellen about the job. I am not now. Ellen, out of the fucking way. Ellen? Holy shit, look at you. You're making me feel old. How fucking big are you now? Are you alright? Did Grim hurt you at all? I'm fine, and no, he helped us. Helped you? Grim, you need to explain to me what the double plus fuck is going on here. So we were... Wait, what the fuck? Huh? That was my fucking chair! Alright. Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry I let you hide out, you don't tell me why, and on top of that, you break my shit? Oh, that was actually me. Fuck me, how the hell can someone as big as you do that ninja shit? Do you know how to turn invisible? And you were meant to break him, not my chair. Excuse me? Yeah, apologies about that, Miss Lane. How many times do I have to tell people, it's Ellen, Miss Lane? Sounds like a reporter. Then apologies for the chair, Ellen. Screw the chair, I'm just glad nobody got hurt. Also, you're supposed to be dead. Need the story on that. Ellen, we need to talk. Need to talk. Well, no shit, our careers are fucking over. Didn't expect two to end in 1 week. Well, your little milk run turned out to be a lot more complicated. Did you know about that? I can see that, but I don't know why. What the hell did you do? It's not his fault, it's mine. What do you mean? I'll show you. Gloria, are you sure? I think I am. It's up to you, little one. I know. Breathe in heavily. Don't explode. Don't explode. Excuse me? Watch the microphone. Okay? Haha, funny joke. This has to be a joke. It is a joke, right? It's no joke. No. What the fuck? Seriously, what the fuck? She just... Ellen, calm down. Calm down? How the fuck am I supposed to do that? She didn't want to scare you. Well, fail. What the fuck? How did she fucking do that, Grim? That's not fucking normal. I'm sorry, I need some air. Ellen! You need to go after her.
You're right,
just give me a minute. I'm such a freak. Gloria, remember when you used to try to hide your ears from me? Uh-huh. What did I tell you? If anyone was a freak, it was me. You're a lot of things. You're special, Gloria. You're beautiful. You're kind. And a freak. Ellen is just scared. You can't blame her. You can't know that. I believe it. I need a couple of minutes, okay? Of course. And Henry? Yeah. I'm not a child anymore. I'll be all right. Yeah, of course, Gloria. And thanks, Biggs. I'm sure they'll be back soon. Ellen, will you wait just a second? Let's add a long breath. Fucking ghosts, I stormed out for a reason, and I followed you. Don't you fucking start. Don't act like it's normal that this sweet little kid I used to know is a fucking freak. A what? Say it. Fuck you. You pissed at me or yourself? You, me, fucking both of us. Do you know what any of these blood-sucking corpses would do if they got their hands on her? That's why she's here. I picked you. I thought it would be for her own good. That they would want to help her. Fuck, I'm stupid. They would have known you were linked to her and to me. And then I'd send you on this one. That fucking bitch played me. Who? I should have known something was weird when she started showing up to my shows off hours. No fucking contact is that friendly, but her job's always panned out, and she seemed pretty cool. The fuck was wrong with me? I'm gonna kill that cow-titted bitch. Victoria Shields, redhead, body out of a porn skate? You know her? Shit, she played this perfectly. Not quite, I don't think she planned on this. She was helping me with a case, helped me get into Alexis's penthouse. Well then, you know. That bitch is good. I can't explain it. She tells someone to do something and they just want to do it. They want to, but they don't have to. Know anything else about her? Like what? What about her past? Family? Where she grew up? Nope. Actually, wait. I got her to drink with me after a show once. Tried to get her plastered just to see. What did she say? Not much. She fucking outdrank me. Impressive, but not that helpful. Fuck you, too. or fuck you too, I was getting to the good part. I remember her saying she had a lot of parents. She was adopted or some shit. Foster parents? Yeah, that can be a rough life. Yeah, but she didn't seem angry about it. She mentioned getting adopted by a couple. Seemed happy, then really sad. Sounds tragic. Maybe they died when she was growing up. As I said, the night was blurry, but no, not dead, pretty sure. That's almost helpful. Next time you down a fifth of Cuervo, we'll talk. See how well you remember. Anyway. What is she like? What is she like? Can you sound more like a high school boy trying to hook up with her? You're not quite there yet. Just answer the question, Ellen. I don't fucking know. Music, I guess. She knows a lot. Not just popular shit. She was talking about my influences and new shit even old school fans of mine didn't. I can attest to that. Anything else? What else? Not like we were best buds. What about... Does she have any friends? Someone we can press to learn more? Doubt it. Hell, I was probably the closest thing to it. Why do you say that? Most people I saw or talked to, they were all business or just wanting to fuck her. I mean, she is pretty fucking hot. Not wrong there. Hell, even I thought about hooking up with her without a cock in the picture. Seriously? I was pretty drunk that night. Does she live alone? Pretty sure. She never mentioned a boyfriend or girlfriend either, or any friends at all. Okay, what else? Alright, forget Victoria. We got more important things to deal with right now. Fuck Gloria, that was a prime bitch move running off like that. Hey, Ellen, I get it. You get being fucking awful to people who don't deserve it? Ask Sonya about that. Who's that? Long story. That's his wife. You just got scared seeing that. It's understandable. No matter how shitty you feel, Gloria feels worse. I can't do much for you for how you feel right now, but you can do a lot for her. You've turned into a pussy, Grim. Shit, I did too. Grim, we almost got this girl fucked over, didn't we? Almost. Now get back in there, please. I tell you to fuck off, but right now I should be saying that to myself. I have an idea. Shall we? Thanks, Ellen. Hey, glad you made it back, Miss Lane. Sorry, Ellen. Can you give us a second, Henry? Of course. Hey, kid. Hey. I scared you. Yeah, you did. I'm sorry. Don't say sorry. I got freaked. That's on me, not you. I talk a big game. GDS rights. All of it. Yeah, that's why Papa dropped you. One reason out of like a million. Thing is, I thought I was better than him. That I'd never do the shit he did. But here I am. You shared something with me and I bolted. I was a prime bitch and that makes me just as bad as him. Worse even, it makes me a hypocrite. You're not like that. Angry, vindictive, unforgiving, judgmental. Fuck it, I'm just like him. But I want to be more like your mother. Like you. So a super sarcastic know-it-all? I mean kinder, gentler, more forgiving, just better. Heh, you never met me after dealing with hipsters at the coffee shop. You changed your mind. Never. Hey, I got an idea. When we used to jam here, we always had a bit of a ritual. Like? Well, we need that sugar high. Just a sugar high? Hey, that started in my teeny pop phase. And that didn't mean you needed more drugs? You little smart ass, stop it. I need to remember you're not a little kid anymore. So we go for a couple sodas. Where nobody hurts. Ha, and nobody cries. How the hell did you know that? Just lucky, I guess? Step one, chug. But I don't even really like soda. Hey, it's a ritual. Has to be done. Double plus, now I got something to show you. Come here. What is it? Something special. But here. Now. Okay. Is that pretty fucking sick, huh? I thought you lost it or smashed it or something. It's been a long time. But why? It's beautiful. Wait, it's special to me. It was a gift from my first headline tour. Who gave it to you? Helena, your mother, Gloria. I only played it a few times. Best guitar I ever used. When she died, well, I couldn't. But that's not right. Something this beautiful needs to be loved. My mom really gave you this? She did. And now I'm giving it to you. Go ahead. I don't know what to say. You don't have to say anything. You play? A bit. Out of practice. Way out of practice. Gloria began strumming lightly on the guitar. Sweet, how about this? Once we have some time, we'll get out an amp. I want to see what you can do. Are you just doing this to cheer me up? Nope, this is for me. I mean, who wouldn't want to jam with their first fangirl? You guys can stop staring now. Didn't want to interrupt. Too late, I want to teach her some chords. Go bother Henry or something. She puts on a rough image, but Ellen's a good person. She fills that big sister role pretty well. Weird seeing her be a nurturer. At least there's finally someone I can trust. That's fair, but I hope you trust me enough for what's next. What's that? I need to check in on a friend, so I need you all to stay here for a bit. Not a chance. I'm not letting you out of my sight. Be forceful, reason with him, or call his bluff.
I don't know if you'd be forceful. Call his bluff, maybe?
You can watch Gloria or watch me. Take your pick. Or we can throw down again and I can finish this. Do what you have to do, I'm leaving. Don't try anything stupid. If I get the slightest hint you're up to something, we are out of here. I won't be long. If it makes you feel better, set up your crazy perimeters if need be. Don't worry, and if you run, we have nowhere else to go. Exactly. I'll be back. I have to find out who my real enemies are and what they know. Wow, where are we going? This is a bad idea, but I need to know what they know. Meredith and Victoria both. They played me. Time to return the favor. With me and Gloria off the grid, Meredith is going to be pulling in all her assets, which is just what I want. You hear the Baynard corporate tram arrive. Dozens of employees fall out of the station. File, not fall. Your target appears soon after, lagging behind the crowd. Oh, shit. The drama is on. And we're going to end it right here on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with City of Broken Dreamers. Hopefully I'll sound better next week. But until then, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out. And we'll see you next time.